Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today, we're diving into American Tower's first quarter 2026 results. And folks, this one's got some interesting twists.
Before we jump in, I need to share our standard disclaimer. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Absolutely. Now, Alex, American Tower, AMT, is one of the biggest tower companies in the world, and they just reported what I'd call a solid but not spectacular quarter. What caught your attention first?
Well, they raised guidance across the board, which is always nice to see. But when you dig into the numbers, it's really about foreign exchange tailwinds and some accounting stuff rather than explosive underlying growth. Property revenue guidance went up by about $145 million at the midpoint. Sounds great until you realize $110 million of that is just FX helping them out.
Right, and there's this whole DISH situation hanging over everything. They've basically written DISH out of their numbers completely because of ongoing litigation. CEO Steven Vondran was pretty clear. They think their contract is enforceable, but they've completely de-risked their guidance by excluding DISH entirely.
That's a smart move from a guidance perspective. Any upside from DISH is just gravy at this point. But let's talk about the real growth drivers. What's interesting is their data center business, CoreSite, is absolutely on fire. 17% growth when you strip out the accounting noise.
CoreSite is fascinating because it's not just a traditional data center play. Vondran kept emphasizing it's really an interconnection hub. People come there to connect to other people, cloud providers, and now AI inference services. They're seeing what they call an inflection in interconnection activity, which is basically their secret sauce for higher margins.
And they're doubling down on it. Over $700 million in growth capital planned for CoreSite to build out capacity. They're buying land, securing power, even looking at new markets, though Vondran wouldn't spill details on where.
The AI angle is particularly interesting. They're not just riding the AI wave passively. They're positioning CoreSite as the place where AI workloads want to be because of all those interconnections. It's like being the popular kid at school that everyone wants to hang out with.
That's actually a pretty good analogy. Now, on the traditional tower side, organic growth was around 4% when you adjust for the DISH mess. Solid, but not spectacular. What stood out to me was their commentary about potentially getting back into new tower construction in the U.S.
Yeah, that was intriguing. They've been pretty quiet on U.S. build-to-suit for a while, but Vondran hinted they're having conversations with carriers about it. Meanwhile, they're actively building in Europe, 700 new sites planned there. The economics seem to work better overseas right now.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room, all the M&A speculation in the tower space. When asked about potential deals, Vondran was diplomatically non-committal, but said they look at everything. No strategic imperative to overpay, though.
I loved his response to the question about what it means if competitors go private. Basically said they don't run their business based on what others are doing, but acknowledge the valuation disconnect between public and private markets. Very measured response.
The satellite question was interesting, too. David Barden asked about SpaceX potentially disrupting terrestrial wireless. Vondran was pretty dismissive, said satellites are complementary, not competitive, and even if they displaced some ultra-rural towers, you're not even going to notice it.
That confidence comes from having a front-row seat. They actually have a board seat with AST SpaceMobile, so they're not just guessing about satellite capabilities. Smart to have that insider perspective.
Looking forward, what should investors watch? They're expecting this Latin American market repair to really kick in by 2027. Brazil has been a drag with elevated churn, but they see that normalizing.
In longer term, they're targeting 200 to 300 basis points of EBITDA margin expansion in towers by 2030. They're also exploring AI applications internally, not just for customers, but for their own operational efficiency.
The financial position is solid, lowest leverage in their peer group, investment grade rating, over $565 million in share buybacks since fourth quarter. They've got flexibility.
What I find compelling is this convergence story they're building. Traditional towers benefiting from 5G densification and future 6G requirements. Plus, this data center interconnection play that's perfectly positioned for AI workloads. It's not just about cell towers anymore.
The guidance raise is nice, but the real story is positioning for the next wave of digital infrastructure demand. Mobile data traffic expected to double in the next 5 years, AI driving new applications, and 6G on the horizon requiring denser networks.
Though investors should note that mid to upper single-digit AFO growth target assumes getting through the current DISH headwinds and Latin American market repair. There are execution risks here.
Fair point. And on valuation, at current levels, you're betting on this convergence story playing out and their operational execution delivering on those margin expansion targets.
Before we wrap up, I want to mention that everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Exactly right, Jordan. American Tower is positioning itself as more than just a tower company. They're building a digital infrastructure platform for the AI age. Whether that vision translates to shareholder returns will depend on execution, but the pieces seem to be falling into place.
Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch. We'll be back with more AI-powered earnings analysis soon.
Until next time, keep those portfolios diversified and those research skills sharp. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.